SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fact checks were prevalent during and after the Biden-Trump debate. Ron Taylor reports.
Those with an interest can find several exhaustive independent fact checks of claims made by Joe Biden and Donald Trump during their televised debate Thursday night. But there was nothing for the estimated 50 million people who watched the event in real time. That prompted some criticism of CNN and moderators Jake Tapper and Dana Bush. But CNN said ahead of time that it wanted its moderators to be questioners, not umpires, and pronounced itself satisfied with the network's performance on Friday. Ron Taylor reporting.
Hundreds of firefighters still battling a blaze northeast of Phoenix. It has threatened scores of homes. Dozens of residents have been forced to evacuate. No injuries have been reported, at least not so far. Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court has overturned a 1984 decision known as Chevron that will weaken the power of federal regulators.
Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blanks if a law wasn't crystal clear, but the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs, that should be determined by a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Slowly but steadily, Russian troops forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses along the front line of the battlefield, that in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West now to once again push for new weapons as well as strategies to shore up Ukraine. This is SRN News. You may not be aware of it, but you could be a domestic extremist.
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, despite a campaign by liberal clergy and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws close. AP VoteCast finds 80% of white evangelical Christian voters planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showing price pressures easing a little bit.
The Commerce Department report showed that consumer prices were flat from April to May. Compared to last year, prices rose 2.6% last month. That's slightly less than in April. If you leave out volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation rose just 0.1% from April to May and 2.6% from last year. The latest figures will likely be welcomed by the Fed's policymakers, who have said they need to feel confident that inflation is slowing sustainably toward their 2% target before they start cutting interest rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks were lower on Wall Street Friday. The Dow lost 45 points. S&P 500 down 22. More details at SRNnews.com.